Right now, it is time to bring in Arjun Singh. It's time to go around the world. That means it's time to go in the neighborhood of Jaisalmer. And let's see if we can bring Arjun in through the magic of Skype. Good morning, Arjun. Good day, Arjun.
Good morning and happy birthday.
Thank you very much, Arjun. Thank you very much.
So through the magic of Skype and the miracle of the internet, what's going on in Jaisalmer? Or are you even in Jaisalmer?
Oh, yes, I'm in Jaisalmer and at home. And as I heard now, the temperature is about 40 there. So definitely it's very cold there, but here it's quite pleasant. And everything is fine here. We have a big festival, Deepavali, soon next month on 7th of November. And then we have some tourist activities in Jaisalmer because the weather is good. So people are ready for the tourist season here. I can see some tourists here in the market, but they are domestic, like tourists from Gujarat, Delhi, and Mumbai, and other parts of India. No more foreigners here, but people are waiting for them. And definitely we will have a good tourist season this year because it's quite peaceful, weather is good, and it's not going to be very, very cool this year as the weather predictions are here. And so people are getting ready, many hotels, restaurants, not like the restaurants in there, because we have restaurants, as I told you, on the rooftops, because people can, not in the streets, not in the open ground, but on the rooftops where people can see the fort, the havelis, the big buildings like made of yellow sandstone. So 99% is restaurants. They are always on the rooftop, on the top of the hotels there. And so they are getting, all the restaurants are cleaning, decorating, and all these things are doing here. And camps, because we have a big sand dunes about 30 kilometers far from Jaisalmer, and then we have temporary camps. They are made of like Swiss tents and luxury tents, and so these 3 or 4 months they just install these tents back. So more than 40 to 50 resorts in Jaisalmer in the sand dunes there. And the camel riders, they are getting ready because lots of people, they do like to go for a camel ride. So very busy time here in Jaisalmer for the people because they are getting ready for the tourist season. For the schools, we soon have a half yearly exams. So kids are getting ready for their exams there. And in the my school, everything is fine. The kids are very happy when I'm back to the school, and they are enjoying their sessions in the schools there. So life is as normal here in Jaisalmer. Big activities in the tourist season.
Do you show the kids in school all the pictures you took from this trip?
Yes, there. It's just for the we say it really like. Get together. We just call all the students in the prayer session, and then we give some papers to them, and we say that you have to speak loudly that come to the school. This is the last time, because after half-yearly exams, it's not possible for new students to get enrolled. So we want more and more students to get enrolled in the school there. And I have a list of the kids. They are never enrolled because I asked to the students reading the school there about their younger brothers and sisters, and if they are not coming to the schools, and then we send the whole students in a group to door to door, and they just meet the parents, and I am always with them and let them know that this is the last time for them to get enrolled in this session. Otherwise they will have to wait for 6 more months. So go door to door to just tell the parents that send your kids to the school, because if once the admission this process is over, then you have to wait for 6 months next year, and then it will be a loss for a year for the students. So all the students are busy. We went to the all the streets of the villages now, and now they are getting ready for their exams there in the schools, because in the month of December, before the winter vacations, we have half yearly exams in the schools.
Now, do you make the exams, or the exams made by higher authorities that are handed out?
Well, all by higher authorities. We don't do anything. We get the questions papers from them, and the printed one, and then we get all the questions paper for all the classes, like from second or third to 10th, like we have a secondary schools there. So we get the prints, and then it's very confidential. You can't open it, and it's always sealed in envelopes, and only 15 minutes before the exam time, like if the exam starts at 9:30, then at 9:15, I can, because I will have to seal it that everything is fine, and hold the envelope is in a good condition. And so I just open before 15 minutes, and I need signatures of other teacher also on that we found it in a good conditions, an envelope was sealed. So we opened it for 15 minutes, and then we just distributed it to the students. And nothing is allowed in the classrooms, no calculators, no mobiles, nothing, no any electronic gadget. They are not allowed, only a pen, pencil, and eraser. And then they have to go for the exam. And it's about always, the time is about two to three hours. And then we have two types of exams. First one is that called written exam, and then we just go for the oral exam. So we ask questions to the students directly, and then we fill the mark sheet, and then we just take the numbers of the written paper and the oral paper, then we just make it together, and then we get the results. Because if you get 36 out of 100, then you are passed. If you get 35, you are failed. So it's like 36, they are passed. 48, then if they get more than 48, then it's a second division. Less than 48, it's third division. And then they get more than 60%, is like 60 out of 100, then it's a first division. And so we just divide it in like that, and then we give like prizes and awards to the students who get first or second and third in the class. So it's really this very busy time, and we have one timetable in all over district. Like on Monday we have the exam of English. Then in all the schools, like we have 600 villages in Jaisalmer district, so in all the schools we have the exam of English on Monday. You can't do it that you just take the exams of science or history. So timetable is fixed. If we get it from higher authority, papers we get it from higher authority, but we check them in our schools. And if we have board exams, like for class 8th and for class 10th, we send the whole answer sheets, we seal it, we make a packet of it, and then we just send it to the district headquarters. And then we don't know who checks them, because it goes to the some other schools, and then we get the marks from there. So the board, like 8th and 10th, the mark sheets are, answer sheets are checked by the other people. We don't know them, by other teachers. And like for all other students, like grade 6, 7, 9, 11, or 3, 4, 5, we just check by ourselves, and we just give them progress cards to the students.
Okay, one final question. Over here, for every school, we have a local school board, and for our regional schools, we have a school board. Do you have school boards there in Jaisalmer like we have here, where people volunteer to oversee the schools?
No. We have like a one education office here, and that is under the state education office. So we have an education office here, but all the people working there, they are by the government. You can't go and tell anything to them, or you can't suggest anything to them. So it's all by the government. It's not like that. If you have a private school, like many people, the rich people, they have their own buildings and they started their private schools, and they get permission from the government, then they can invite the other people, and then they can participate in these kinds of activities. But I teach in a government school, and here we have the one district education officer, and then we have block education officers, and then like me, I am in the school there. So after that, we have a division, like in Jodhpur. Jaisalmer is in the Jodhpur division. So we have a higher authority who sits in the Jodhpur, and then the next higher, that they sit in the Bikaner, which is the one which is called the directorate. So education directorate is in Bikaner, and then we have deputy director, which is in Jodhpur, and then we have district education officer, who is in Jaisalmer. So it's like that. But no any other, like the people, they can't go anything, they can't make any changes in them. We all get it from the government. All the orders, we follow the orders we get from the government.
All right. Well, thank you for a little rundown of the education system there. I've got a person, Pam Vogel, that we'd like to send over and have work for you.
Oh, yes. She would have to work for the government. I was just wondering, were you assigned to a different, are you still at the same school, or are you being reassigned?
No, I'm right now I'm in the same school yet. We are in the same school. So many teachers, we get all the like salaries and all those things from the one education office. And this is the district education officer, which is called the DEO, district elementary education officer. So we all, if we have any problems, like if we want to just get any leave from them, if we are on medicals, if we have any problems with the schools there, with the buildings there, we just can't go directly to anywhere else. We have to go through a proper channel. First, we go to the district elementary education officer, and we just submit our applications there, and then they send it to the deputy director, and then it goes to the director. So it's like a channel. You can't go. I can't go directly to the Jodhpur or to the Bikaner. I have to just go to the my district education officer, and then it goes by a proper channel. So it's like that. It's well, very well managed and disciplined. Everything is like that. And now with this help of computers, now everything is on computer. You can just we have the passwords of our own school, and we as we just fill the passwords in our schools, we get the whole information about the schools, about the students, and especially we have like categories like SC, ST, OBC, general. Like we have the categories of the students. Some students, they belong to the general. Some students, they belong to the other backward caste. Some students, they belong to the scheduled tribes. So all informations are on the computer right now. So we have a special program which is called the Sala Darpan. Means you can see everything on the computer. So now the whole district is connected with that computer.
All right. Arjun, thanks for the rundown on the education system. We'll speak to you next week.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. Take care.
Take care.
That is Around the World with Arjun Singh, taking a look at the education system as compared to here in the United States.